Tuesday, April 4th, 54321. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. There were two grain-related reports last Friday, and Corn Bulls just wanted to talk about the Planting Intentions report because the stocks report was not friendly. 8.616 billion bushels of corn stocks was more than the trade was looking for and will result in a larger carry-in to the next season's balance sheet. The 2.32 billion bushel carryover may be increased as a result of the stocks report. Farmers are holding a lot of corn waiting for better prices. I've alluded to this being like a game of musical chairs. There are 8 bins full of corn and only 6 buyers for them. Somebody is not going to find demand for their corn. The end users need to buy roughly 3 of every 4 bushels now being stored in order to meet demand. At the end of the marketing season, there will be 2 bins of every 8 still full of corn. And buyers will be satisfied with another harvest meeting their needs. Those with corn in the bin are all hoping that something will lift prices before the next harvest so that they can empty their bins. They're not seeing a price that they are willing to sell for yet, and what is being sorted out in the next few months is who will blink first. I don't think that the contest is between buyers and sellers, but between seller and seller as to who will blink and sell first before the demand is gone. When you see a semi roll out of your neighbor's bin site, that means he has just taken a portion of the limited market, shrinking what is remaining for you. Right now, a lot of this corn will be kept until summer, hoping for a weather rally. To get a summer weather rally, bulls really need something to mess up spring planting to make the crop vulnerable. Crops that go in under good condition on time are just very hard to kill. Dr. Taylor is betting on a 171-174 bushel per acre corn yield target with an 80-plus percent chance of hitting that range. Doubt that at your peril. Once in a while, the outlier occurs, but 4 out of 5 times are tough odds to bet against. So that means that any interim weather scare this season that lifts corn prices is a selling opportunity. If we get to harvest and the corn yield is in the Taylor range, prices will be lower than they are now. Remember, whatever we harvest this fall, there are still 2 bins full of old corn carried over from this year, adding to supply. To get the technical pressure off corn, Monday's highs need to be bested. While there is a reason for a weather premium, there is little support for additional old crop rally. The crop insurance price was $3.96, so if the market wants to buy additional acreage after seeing the 90 million acre intentions, one would think that December corn would need to get above $3.96. I don't see the need for more acres. 90 million acres was not enough in and of itself to boost corn prices. It is low enough acreage, however, that bad weather impacting the yield would be friendly for the corn market. We had a weather scare to sell into last year, and the final yield was still 174, but this year farmers are all sitting on bins full of corn, ready and wishing for the weather rally, which makes it tougher to get. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. In the case of soybeans, the bear market appears pretty set in. Open interest is increasing on selling and declining on rallies, which is a bear trend. Funds who have been unwinding longs have a lot of room to go short the soybean market before we can say that funds are short. Looking at the decline from an Elliott wave perspective, the market would be in a large degree third wave decline. There will be a couple of fourth wave rallies of varying degrees, but there could be a lot of downside potential before the primary wave 5 bottoms later this year. The South American crop continues to get bigger. Yeah, Chinese demand is strong, and their soybean imports may grow 2 to 3 million metric ton larger than USDA forecast. The Brazilian crop, however, will be 14 to 16 million metric tons larger than last year, so they have the supply for China. And what will stop farmers here from following through on record soybean acreage? Here's a footnote on McDonald's hamburgers. McDonald's is now going to use fresh beef for its quarter pounders, something that Wendy's has been doing forever. I can usually get my order screwed up by going to a Wendy's. When I had my first McDonald's burger, I must have been 10 years old, and the sign touted selling 2 to 3 million burgers. It was in Rapid City, South Dakota, in the Black Hills, when the climate was still hot in the Badlands back then. I think that McDonald's sold its 300 billionth burger in January. McDonald's has been struggling, and if fresh hamburger was the answer, one would have thought they would have gone there by 4 now. It will take a costly investment in equipment and process for them to make this change, and they are considering charging more for them. I've never thought of McDonald's as the gourmet burger joint, but as the low-cost fast food restaurant. They seem confused as to who they are more than their customer base. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.